You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today. Quickly on this Wednesday, I just have a couple minutes to give you an intro to this. This is part three of this sermon, The Doctrine of Christ. We're looking at seven things that make up the doctrine of Christ. Seven things that you must, as a Christian, believe in. And I put it to you too, Christian, that if you don't believe in any one of these seven, you're not a Christian. And you're not saved if you don't believe in these. Number one, he's born of a virgin. If you don't believe that, if you're right, you're wrong. Because if he was not born of a virgin, then you're still in your sins and you're wasting your time. Number two, he lived a sinless life. Believest thou this? If he was a sinner, his blood was tainted, and he can't die for your sins. I wouldn't be able to die for your sins. Your grandmother can't die for your sins. It takes a perfect sacrifice to die for your sins. It takes God, but God can't die. Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd. What a predicament. What are you going to do? Well, God took counsel with himself, Peter tells us early on in the book of Acts, and came up with the plan. And the plan was the Son had to die. And he lived a sinless life. He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. That is point number two. Point number three is God took a body. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. 1 Timothy 3:16. Without controversy, he says, meaning it's not even up for discussion or argument. Great is the mystery of godliness. God, if your Bible doesn't say God, I suggest you get another Bible. God was manifest in the flesh. Those are the first three. If you'd like this CD, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. Go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You'll see it up there, The Doctrine of Christ. Right-click on it. Save it to your own computer. Here is part three now of this message, The Doctrine of Christ, out of 2 John, verse 9.
1 Timothy 3:16, it says, without controversy, meaning it's not even up for discussion. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Colon, God was manifested in the flesh. He was justified in the Spirit. Holy Spirit said, that's him there. He was seen by angels. Angels say, I'm a witness. He was preached among the Gentiles. Believe in him. He was received up in glory. Hallelujah. Again, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. That is, Jesus Christ is God. He was justified in the Spirit. He was seen by angels. He was preached among the Gentiles, like he is here this morning. He was believed on up in the world, like you all believe. And he was received up into glory. Why is this important? Why is this non-negotiable? What's the big deal if I believe he took a body or not? You all have got hundreds of friends that don't believe the Messiah took a body. Are they wrong? Listen to what the Bible says about taking a body. You can turn with me if you want. I'm going to read it to you. 1 John. We're in 2 John. Back to the first book right before that. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Listen to this. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits as to whether or not they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit, all right, now that means the spirit in a body. That doesn't mean Casper, the friendly ghost. Or Harvey, your friendly rabbit over here. It's the spirit in a person. I can test the spirit in Bill, but I can't test the spirit in Harvey. I can't see him. Test the spirit in a man. Listen to what he says. By this you know the Spirit of God, colon, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come. Now, better yet, instead of Jesus, you could read the Messiah, okay? Every spirit that does not confess that the Messiah has come yet, all right? Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming. And even now is already in the world. Wow, what a statement. Let me put that in layman's terms. If you don't believe that the Messiah has come yet in the flesh, you are infected with the spirit of Antichrist. Isn't that shocking? Do you see now how perilous this position is for the millions and millions of Jews that believe this way? They tell it down to down, from grandmother to granddaughter, from child to child, with a smile on their face. Oh, we're still waiting for the Messiah to come in the flesh. Where in the meantime, the Bible says you're infected with the spirit of Antichrist. Is that mean of me to tell you this? When you've got the power to make it right today, God is with us. We'll move on. Back to point number 3, I said God took a body. Why did he take a body? Hebrews 5 and 8. Though he was a son, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to everyone who will obey him. This is why he took a body. Why did God take a body? 2 Corinthians 5:19. God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. Some of you people that are old enough to remember what you did at the end of the month when your statement from the bank came in, what did you do? We probably still do it here in the church. You reconciled your checkbook. You see, this is what God was doing. God was in Christ, reconciling the whole world back to himself, not counting their sins against them. To everyone out here that'll call on the name of Jesus Christ and receive him as Lord, God promises to obliterate your sins, to destroy them by fire, and number 2, not to remember them anymore. That's good news. You know, we reconcile checkbooks. God is reconciling the world. And he was spotted in Christ. And you say, I don't believe that. As your doctor, I'm here to tell you today, you've got cancer if you don't believe that, friend. You've got terminal cancer and you're going to die. But as your doctor, I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ has a 100% cure rate. That is, you do what he says and you'll be healed and cured. Guarantee. He's never lost a patient, Darren. Never. Do what he says. Repent and believe the gospel. Bow the knee to him. Call him Lord. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's my Lord. Just like he says in baptism, what I say when we baptize people, Jesus says, whoever confesses me before men, him or her, I will confess before my Father and his angels which are in heaven. He's never lost a case. But it would be remiss of me not to tell you, if you call him a liar and don't believe that, you've got terminal cancer and you're going to die soon. Sooner or later, you're going to die. And if you don't believe God at his word, you're going to go down when you die. You're not going to go up like everyone else. The crime over humanity and over all of you in this church is that God loves you. Do with that as you will. God loves you. God demonstrates his own love towards you, and that while you're still a sinner, Jesus died for you. While you were a sinner, in your worst day, the Son of God died for you. How does that make you feel? Why did God take a body? Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus Christ took a body so God could take your sins and put them on his Son. And he could die and did die in your place. Instead of you dying, Jesus, God took counsel with himself, we learn in the book of Acts. He took counsel with himself and they said, what are we going to do? And he goes, I know. I'm going to take a body and come down here to earth, and I am going to shed my perfect blood for humanity. Because I love you. That's his message. That's his message today. God took a body. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Can you imagine that? Every sin of all mankind was laid on the back of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ took a body so that God could place all the sins from Adam and Eve on his Son, all the way up to the sins you're going to commit while he hung on the cross. So Jesus Christ took a body so he could atone for your sins and pay your penalty. For you personally, remember, the wages of sin is death. These are the doctrines of Christ. This is what we know and believe about Jesus. Number four, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Mark 3:11. Unclean spirits, when they saw him, they fell down and cried out, saying, thou art the Son of God. All right, you want a better authority than demons? What better authority than demons? They've been there. They don't need faith. You need it, on the other hand. Those that have seen and recognized Jesus fall down before him and they say, thou art the Son of God. That's kind of cheating. That's why he silenced so many of them. Because you are going to have to believe without seeing. Blessed are all those that don't see and yet believe.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMI.